My dear brethren and sisters, I am grateful that we live in a day and age when apostles and prophets walk the earth and provide inspiration and guidance for us. I bear my witness that President Hinckley is indeed a prophet of God, just as was Moses, Abraham, and all the other prophets since the world began. I'm grateful for his counsel this morning and for the opportunity we'll have at the conclusion of this conference to hear from him once again. Today I speak particularly to the young men and young women of the church, as well as to their parents and the leaders of youth. I also speak to the great young single adults who have such marvelous talents and capabilities and potential for service in the kingdom. President Hinckley has said of this generation, "There never was a time such as this. What a season in the history of the world to be alive. Never before has there been such a generation of youth. You really are a chosen generation," close quote. You, as the youth of Zion, have a great work to do and have been given all of the talents and opportunities, regardless of where you live, to do just exactly what your Father in heaven expects of you. I pray that my comments this afternoon will help you in your quest. In February 1852, a young girl by the name of Hannah Last Cornaby was